This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Other moves just today in the NFL. Other news. Anthony Richardson's been benched by the Indianapolis Colts. He was the number four pick last year. He's made 10 career starts because of injuries. They're benching him and going back to Joe Flacco. Pretty stunning. And then Stephon Diggs with the Houston Texans in year one in Houston, out for the year with a torn ACL. They were hoping maybe he avoided the ACL injury. He did not. He will be done for the season. So that's a Super Bowl contender losing their number one possession guy. Their number one wide receiver is Nico Collins, who's great. He's also hurt. He'll be back soon. But they lose Diggs. In the case of the Ravens, another Super Bowl contender, you add a wide receiver. Yep. And then the Colts feel like they can make the playoffs, but maybe not if Richardson's playing. So they go back to the veteran, Joe Flacco.
Start with the Colts first, last thing first. They're in the postseason if it started today. The bottom part of the AFC stinks. Cincinnati's 3-5, nipping on their heels, but it's the Dolphins, 2-5, Browns, 2-6, Raiders, 2-6. No threats there. The Colts, despite losing this past week, pretty close one to Houston, are 4-4 and in the postseason. So it's a weird thing, right, where you drafted a project and the project is there, needing to be projected. Like, there, he needs work. Everyone knew that kind of going in, but you don't really have time for that because you're a playoff team at this point. So they're right. If they're trying to win games now, Flacco's better, which, again, we're still doing this, by the way, where Flacco's better somehow, either on his couch or as Billy the backup. But they're a better team when he's their quarterback, so they're going to it. Makes sense.
Let me clarify really quickly. If the playoffs started right now, they'd be out. They would be the eighth team in the AFC because the Chargers are 4-3. So the wild cards would be Denver, Baltimore, L.A. from the standings that I'm looking
so
at.
So I got them as the seventh seed here. What am I missing?
Well, the Chiefs, Texans, Steelers, and Bills are the division
leaders.
There's
three, yep. Ravens,
and
four.
And then the Broncos, Ravens, and Chargers at 4-3 are a half game better than the 4-4 Colts.
So it's 4, 5, 6. Then the seventh team is the Colts.
Chargers would be the seventh team.
I got them as that's the sixth team. That's not important. Either way, they're right there. They're in the playoff hunt.
Broncos, Ravens, Chargers. 5, 6, 7. Do you get what I'm saying?
Nope. Pro Football Reference just has them right there at number 7. You tell me what team I'm missing on that little list.
Okay.
I know this is not the point of the segment.
Yeah. Okay. So you have
what have I done wrong here?
Chiefs, yep. The Texans.
You see all seven
Bills,
of those teams.
Yeah. The Broncos, the Chargers, and the Colts. You're missing the Ravens.
Ravens are right there at number 4 on that list.
Okay. Do you have the Denver?
I sure do. They're all at 7 teams right there. I'm sure everybody's having a great time. I'm telling you.
Do you have the Chargers? You do.
Yeah, Pro Football Reference.
Do you have the Buffalo Bills?
I sure do.
Okay.
You'll see them.
Do you have the Pittsburgh Steelers? I don't see them there. The leaders of the AFC North.
You know who's wrong? Pro Football Reference is wrong.
Okay.
The Steelers are nowhere on this list.
I'm glad that we got that.
Dude, look at this. How wild is that?
I mean, it's wild.
It's Pro Football Reference.
It's fine.
Someone should notify them.
Okay.
They kicked the Steelers right out of the league.
They did. Point of the dude's story.
Wow.
That doesn't really matter. They're a half game from the postseason at this moment, and it's solely because of the time that Flacco spent on the field, Danny. That's the whole reason.
Yep.
So you have to give the team the best chance, and Richardson, let's just call it what it is, Danny. He's not good.
He's not good. He's not good.
I don't know if he'll ever be good. It's possible with his tools he could be, but right now he absolutely stinks.
Yeah, and I over-talk about this, but this is the, I can't believe this is who showed up. Like, he was always raw. Like, the point wasn't what he did in college, right? The statistical numbers weren't great. Now, the running was unbelievable. Some of the bulldozing and athletic scores are off the charts. It wasn't accurate. Wasn't a great advanced throw of the football just yet. The point was, you go, this is a raw piece of clay that could use some molding. Well, the problem is he went to a pretty good team that's kind of ready right now to compete with people. That doesn't really jive when it's project time and we don't need a project. We could probably use the boring, steady veteran to check it down a bunch, hand it to Jonathan Taylor, and get it to a couple playmakers.
I don't think he's getting benched solely because he's been playing so badly. I don't know if you'll follow me on this one or you disagree. He's completing, by the way, 44% of his passes.
Like, that's impossible in this day and age.
If you're not Tim Tebow, that should not be humanly possible. 44% of his passes, 4 touchdowns, 7 picks. He started this past week 2 for 13 throwing the football. He finished 10 of 32. Listen to this. His last two games, he is 10 of 24 and 10 of 32. How is that even a thing?
I don't understand it.
Oh, my God. I mean, that's 20 for 56 in 2024 where everyone's throwing the ball at the line of scrimmage. I can't even fathom it. But I bring this up to say, here's why I actually think he got benched. Do you know that he admitted after the game to taking himself out because he was tired?
Because
full Mike Shanahan, Donovan McNabb, cardiovascular endurance. He pulled himself out of the game, and everyone's going, was he injured? What was going on? What was wrong? What was the injury? I'm not going to lie, man. I was a little bit gassed. That's what he said.
Oof.
We have the audio of this post-game. This is the quarterback of the Colts saying the thing out loud that you really shouldn't say out loud.
Anthony, can you explain just you subbing out? Were you hurt? Were you injured? Were you tired?
Tired. I ain't gonna lie. That was a lot of running right there that I did, and I don't think I was gonna be able to go that next play. So I just, this whole thing, I just needed a little break right there.
I told Shane, meaning the offensive coordinator or the head coach, the play caller, Shane Steichen, I needed a break. This might be one of those things that someone could tell me is not a big a deal as it's being made out to be. I think this is the biggest deal. I've never heard of a quarterback taking himself out of the game for being tired. Ever. Ever. That tells me you're not in good enough shape. Right? Isn't that what that means?
That's pretty much it. That's the summary. And even if you are tired, I bet you the other guys are tired too.
I think you probably got to figure out a way to just play anyway. Play through it.
Yep.
Especially, you would think, anybody ever heard of the Wally Pipp story? Anyone know who Wally Pipp is? I'm going to tell the young people who Wally Pipp is. There's a guy named Lou Gehrig, okay? Lou Gehrig was a backup for the New York Yankees. Wally Pipp was the starter. The way the story goes, Wally Pipp comes in one day, isn't feeling very well. He's under the weather, takes himself out of the lineup, can't play. Lou Gehrig steps into the lineup in his stead, has a big game. Plays the next day, too. Has a big game again. They play him the next day. Lou Gehrig didn't come out of the lineup for 2,100...
For thousands of games.
And 30 straight games. 2,130 games in a row. Until Cal Ripken Jr. broke his record at 21-31 and eventually played in 2,632 straight games, the all-time record in Major League Baseball with the Baltimore Orioles. That was the record. And it all started because Wally Pipp took the day off and Lou Gehrig said, you'll never play again. If you're Anthony Richardson, and you're already the second-best quarterback in your building, and everybody knows it.
Everybody knows.
But you get to keep playing because they drafted you in the top five. And you're playing in a game where you're completing less than 50% of the passes, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure Joe Flacco doesn't come out there. If Joe Flacco waddles out onto that field, I might not get back on that field. I cannot believe, A, that it happened, and what's a bigger deal than that is that he admitted it publicly. Let's say you just can't go. Maybe he's sick. I don't know all the details. Maybe he's throwing up and getting IVs, and he just can't do it. He's seeing stars, and he's doing what's right for the team. Let's just give him the benefit of the doubt that he's not just out of shape and tired. Okay, no problem. Never admit that.
Don't tell people that.
Tell them your contact fell out, and they go, but you don't have contact.
Exactly.
I do
Next
now.
Question.
Right. Tell them you had to go to the bathroom. Tell them that your rib was hurting and just point to a general area like your Jaden Daniels. I don't care what you have to do or say. Tell them you were diagnosed with something by a doctor in your headset and they won't believe you and just tell them that anyway. They don't need to know. What you can't say is that you were tired and that you went to the coach and asked out of a football game. You can't do that.
That's not for me. I know that we've come a long way since Bull in the Ring and Oklahoma drills and, you know, headbutt the wall and, you know, waters for weaklings and all the rest of it, right? We've come an awful long way. There's still remnants and there's still vestiges of this sport of the ultimate tough person, right? It's up there. Hockey, football, wrestling, not the kind of Monday nights for entertainment, but like actual wrestling where guys get cauliflower ear and don't mind. You know what I mean? Like that type of stuff where you can't eat for 6 days to make weight and you're dehydrated, but you got to go grapple somebody with 1% body fat.
My brother, I'm sure this is healthy in high school, on the high school wrestling team, used to wear a trash bag on his skin.
Right.
And then put sweatshirts and sweatpants and all kinds of stuff on to go for runs. And then spit into a bottle all day so he could make weight. I'm sure that's healthy in high school.
Right. Tough guys. You know, Bradley Cooper in Silver Linings Playbook, right? Trying to drop it. There's still a level of that where I can't have you admit that you're like a little sleepy or that you're a little peaked. You're like, I'm a little tired. I'm out of breath. Especially not the guy that's supposed to be leading us into the breach. You know, this is a divisional. This isn't week 17 where the season's over.
No.
That's the team. You win that game, you're tied for first place in your division. They would have been tied for first place with the Houston Texans had they won both 5-3. Like, I can't have that.
Would he have been benched today if that moment didn't happen in the presser? I think no. I know he's been god-awful and Flacco's better. I get that. I think that was part of it. I think this is a, wait, what's going on with this guy kind of let's stop and reassess moment.
I think it was the cherry. You know what I mean? I think that you're contemplating it. You're going, we're right there. Not in the playoffs, actually. Just I want to be very clear about that because Pittsburgh. Anyway, but we got a shot at it. We're not out of it by any stretch. Nobody behind us is catching us, and we're a game behind some of these teams. We're pretty good, and we're better with this guy. But how long can we be patient for? Think about the long term. I think that kind of knocks the long term aside.
44.4% completion percentage. Since 2014, minimum of 125 attempts, the worst we've seen in a decade of NFL football. The names at the bottom of that list are Drew Stanton with the Cardinals, Jalen Hurts early in his career, his first year with the Eagles, Josh Allen, remember, early on, super inaccurate. So I guess there's hope. Cam Newton had a year where he was at 52.9%. DeShone Kizer, Mike Glennon, David Blau on Washington's coaching staff. Old friend Taylor Heinicke last year.
Hey.
In Atlanta, 54.4%. That's still 10% better at that point than Richardson. One of two guys under 50% over the last 10 years this far into a season.